Emmanuel Levy is a renowned film critic and scholar. He's the author of the book All About Oscar, The History and Politics of the Academy Awards. Levy's interest in Oscar goes back to his childhood.
I grew up in Israel and I lived in France, and these are two countries that were always obsessed and passionate for American movies, Hollywood movies. So I was always an avid film goer, you know. And there was no television in Israel, by the way, when I was growing up in the late 50s and 60s. So movies were the premium medium of entertainment. And then I lived in France for a while. And of course, the French love for American movie is known by now and notorious.
You've written that, in fact, you used to go to a movie a week with your parents when you were growing up.
At least, sometimes two or three times. And we didn't have much money, but movies were never sacrificed. Food, yes. And I think this was the case of many families. A lot of people who grew up in Israel, also, you know, if you know a little bit the history of the state of Israel, it was right, I'm an independence baby, namely born after the state of Israel was established. And I mentioned that because during the British mandatory regime, they built beautiful palaces for the British officers. So we had beautiful movie houses in Israel. You know, it sounds, I know, ironic. Austerity on the one hand and nice movie houses. Yeah. And we would get all the movies.
Now, somehow the Academy Awards have developed a worldwide appeal. In fact, you wrote that 1 billion people around the world watch the Academy Awards on television every year. Why do people care so much?
About 1/4 of the nominees, about 20 to 25% of the nominees are foreign artists. So that immediately increases the visibility of the Oscar Award and makes it something as much more than a uniquely American award, you know. Then we have a very small minority of actors mostly, such as Roberto Benigni or Sophia Loren, that even win Oscars for performing in Italian movies, in foreign language movies, although most of the foreign artists are nominated for American pictures. The second reason is that the Oscars show has very little to do with film anymore. To me, the Oscars show has become like a microcosm of popular culture. It's like it has an element of voyeurism. It offers a glimpse into our gods and goddesses. You know, people are more concerned about who will be Nicole Kidman's companion after her divorce from Tom Cruise, or what will J-Lo wear if she's a presenter on the show.
By the way, we keep talking about this as the Oscars and the Oscar show. Where does Oscar come from?
Well, you know, it's one of the few issues that has never been resolved. To the best of my knowledge, I'm not talking about the name of your show, you know. The first time that the Oscar was used in the awards dinner, as it was then called, was in 1934. And there are a couple of people who claim credit to be the first to use Oscar. Among them is Betty Davis, claiming, the actress Betty Davis, that it reminded her of the back of her husband at that time, whose name was Oscar. Then there is a gossip columnist who was very popular around the time, Sidney Skolsky, who claims that he was the one to invent that Academy Award was too pretentious and he wanted something that would be more kind of slangish and more cool. And then there's also Margaret Herrick, who is the executive librarian of the Academy back in the 30s, and she takes credit too. So it's one of these three, but we know that it became institutionalized. In 1934, it was the first time that the word Oscar was used in the awards dinner.
You know, last year, Halle Berry made history as the first black woman to win an Academy Award for Best Actress. And Denzel Washington became only the second black man to win a Best Actor Oscar. One of the chapters in your book is called, Is the Oscar a White Man's Award? What do you think?
I'm in minority here among critics and scholars because I say, look at actors, if you talk about actors, of color or of ethnic minorities, as much as black artists complain, and with good reason, about racism in Hollywood, and there is racism in Hollywood, I think that the position, how many actors who are Latino have been nominated or won Oscars, how many Asian Americans, so it's not just, Oscar is definitely a white man's race, and it reflects the sexism. How many women have been nominated for the Best Director Award? Even a woman like Barbara Streisand, who is one of the most popular and most powerful in Hollywood, when she makes a movie which is nominated for an Oscar, Prince of Tides, she's denied a nomination as Best Director. That's outrageous. I think it does reflect sexism, which prevails in Hollywood. And it also reflects sexism and racism which prevail in American society at large. In a way, the Oscars show, if you wish, is a microcosm of American pop culture, of Hollywood. And Hollywood is a microcosm of American society at large.
Let's come back to the show itself, the Academy Awards that everybody tunes in for around the world. One of the things that gets an awful lot of attention, although I don't know how important it is the acceptance speeches. Do you have an opinion?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's a very tough thing. On the one hand, it's the only potentially spontaneous element of the show. Because I remember interviewing some of the writers of the Oscar telecast, and they would say the moment that you ask a woman like Whoopi Goldberg to be the host, let's talk about the host and her remarks, you know, most of them are scripted, but you cannot tell Whoopi Goldberg what to say. And there have been years in which she was more political than others, as you may recall. Same with regard to Billy Crystal or Steve Martin. So that's one aspect of the show.
And of course, they hire those people in part because they can ad lib. They can take the moment and run with it.
Right. And in fact, behind the scenes, I mean, backstage, during the Oscar show, the writers are sitting and they continue to write during the show. So if they will see somebody like Jack Palance doing push-ups, they will integrate it immediately into the show in the next segment. So in a way, it's like not live television, but there are some elements that are not scripted, not calculated, not fabricated, even though, and I've attended some, there's a big dress rehearsal the day before the Oscar. When it comes to Oscar speeches, the first limitation is 45 seconds, and yet we know that a number of Hollywood celebrities have violated it. You may recall Julia Roberts spoke for 4 minutes, and she said to the conductor, you know, if you speak for more than 45 seconds, the music begins to play. They literally kind of play you off the stage, you know. And she said to them, put your stick, I enjoy being here. She spoke for 4 minutes, and so did Warren Beatty. They are instructed not to use speeches, not to use text. It was a very bad impression that Jennifer Connelly created when she pulled the list, and mostly what she did is read names of agents and publicists and colleagues. That, I think, is not allowed. And in fact, this scene, the producer said over the nominee's lunch, that if they read more than 5 names, he was going to start playing the music. I don't know if he will implement it, but it's boring. That has to do what I mentioned earlier with the logic of the show, because all these names that Halle Berry would mention, actually her speech was very emotional because she talked a little bit about history, about standing on the shoulders of many black actresses before her, such as Dorothy Dandridge. And you could believe that she was so overwhelmed. You know, she was practically shaking. And I think the Academy, in fact, roots for such moments because it's also translating into good ratings. Contrast her with somebody as boring as Jennifer Connelly, who did a good job as an actress, but not as a good actress when she was on the Oscar podium. So I think the Academy itself is conflicted. And this scene, I think the main issue is to what extent the Oscar podium will be used for political propaganda, to what extent we are likely to see speeches about the war in Iraq or about post-September 11 or about Bush or about peace in the world, you know. I expect that there will be such speeches today.
So what do you think? What do we make of the Academy Awards? Is this serious business? I mean, do you ever make a decision based on what you've seen at the Oscars?
Well, I'm a film scholar and film critic. Some of my favorite films of the year are not nominated for Best Picture. So I think it is an important show. I think it means to elevate the visibility of film. The fact that they will show clips from all 5 nominated pictures will do a lot for these pictures. I think actually the lineup is pretty good this year, pretty good. A lot of these movies have won Critics' Award. So it's not just that it's a kind of peculiar taste. We are not seeing movies like The Sting, for example, or we don't see movies like Jaws nominated. We are seeing pretty much, again, middlebrow, but borderline serious, borderline ambitious. I cannot fault the Academy for nominating pictures like The Pianist or The Hours. These are, you know, interesting films. So it does have merit. I think the Oscar show is important, you know.
Emmanuel Levy is the author of All About Oscar, the history and politics of the Academy Award.